Hi, this is Carl from Webcourses Bangkok. This is part 3 in the series of how to be a web designer from scratch. So, now that you've done part 1, which is looking at the HTML, you've done part 2, you've looked at how the HTML is organized. Now part 3 is all about CSS, because I know you'll be itching to start adding some design. Now for now, we're going to lay off Photoshop just for now, just because I prefer that people are aware, and I think it's better, it's if you're aware of what happens next after Photoshop. Okay, if you start launching into Photoshop too early, you start doing effects that and kind of designs that you won't be able to make in HTML and CSS without some, you know, really in-depth knowledge. So this is why I'm saying it's a good idea to start off with the core of web design, which is HTML and CSS, because it will teach you what's possible, what's easy, and what's not, okay? This is what you attach to your HTML to give it that style, to give it that color blue, or add a background image and things like that. Now CSS does come up in two styles, okay? So the first one you want to start with, okay, is talking about how to change your code and, sorry, how to change your text and things like that. So learn how to make things green or blue, or maybe add a background color, things like that. Just keep it nice and simple, just play with it, and you'll see the power of CSS, and it's kind of nice to be able to kind of, you know, add green and then see it go green. It's a good feeling to see, right, now I know where all the design comes from. Because let's face it, HTML looks a little bit boring. Now if you can make that more interesting with CSS, it's brilliant. If you want to have an idea of the power of CSS, head over to CSS Zen Garden, or just Google it, and you'll see what they've done is that they've basically got the same content, yet what they do is that they ask or invite CSS designers to come up and create their own custom CSS for their same content. So you'll essentially see the web page completely change, but the code, the content, the HTML is all the same. And that really kind of goes, right, I see that now. Because like I said, search engines don't give a poo what images and things you've got like there. They care about really good HTML content, the writing. That's what they really, really like. And so CSS allows you to keep that intact, but make the design as much as you want. So, part 3 is all about the CSS. Now learn how to make your CSS in an external file. Don't put it inside your HTML, remember. Keep that separate. And then just play with it. So you need to attach your CSS style to your HTML, and that will attach to every page that you do. And with that, you'll be able to control every page with this one CSS. And that is great, great news for us who want to like manage and change things. Okay, so part 3 is all about CSS. Please have a look at it. For now, please avoid looking at CSS layouts, because that will be later. Okay, so just look at changing colors, adding backgrounds, things like that, and have a lot of fun with it. Okay, take care. Bye.